Sir Richard Branson was the main guest in Europe's first Global Entrepreneurship Congress, being held in Liverpool this week. Among the other high-profile speakers were Councillor Joe Anderson, Managing Director at Liverpool FC Ian Eyre, and Lord Michael Heseltine. In a press conference, Sir Richard Branson highlighted the fact that any experience in running a business is good experience, and that it only takes a small amount to start. He encouraged schools to try and give young children as much experience as they can.
The more schools can think entrepreneurially and the more they can encourage their kids to go and see how they can make a difference to other people's lives by starting up tiny little businesses. I mean, they can be minute. Any experience is good in running something, and all competitions are good. A lot of my businesses come about from just bad experience with other companies. The airline came about from bad experience on American Airlines, where I got bumped and ended up having to charter a plane and, you know, filling up the plane with all the other people who got bumped on a blackboard, Virgin Airlines, you know, $29 one way to Puerto Rico from Puerto Rico. And so I think a lot of great ideas come about from bad experiences with other people and thinking you can do it better. One suggestion we've had is that, you know, if somebody gets a student loan, they go to university to learn. But equally important are entrepreneurs. So those people who actually don't want to go to university, if the government were to give the same loans they give to students who go to university to people who've got great ideas, maybe on the basis that somebody like Virgin or other entrepreneurs or other banks, they maybe match them, so there's a bit of a vetting. I think that would be a great way of kickstarting literally thousands of new businesses.
Another participant at the Global Entrepreneur Congress was an Atlanta business counselor, Kwan Sahwal. He talked to JMU Journalism about the ties between Liverpool and his hometown, Atlanta.
The amount of energy in the 3,000 plus people that are here, the 120 countries that she represented, the types of backgrounds and the types of sectors that are here, from the research community to the academic, pure academic, to students and their who have been in competitions, to, you know, very, very respected entrepreneurs like Richard Branson. This is just a great confluence of all of the folks who need to be in the room from around the world, working towards a common goal of supporting entrepreneurs, growing jobs, empowering people who may not have power. And this is the best way to empower families, children, communities that are at the very bottom, if nothing else. So the potential links between Atlanta and Liverpool, well, let's start with the natural things. Usually you want to start with the easy things. Two things that I know Liverpudlians love are music and sports. And in Atlanta, the same is true. We have a dynamic music industry and we love our sports teams. So we can start there and connect dots across those lines. And then it seems to be that there's innovation happening on a variety of fronts in multiple clusters, industry sectors, that we should begin to align. Of course, you have those natural research university ties, but maybe thinking about getting a cluster of businesses that are all in the medical field, and a cluster of businesses that are in the medical field on both sides of the pond, and bringing them together in a small group or a best practice sharing. So we bring five or six company leaders over to the U.S. and vice versa, send five or six over here and let them walk around and check out each other's operations and see if they can provide services to one another.